Jim.
Yes, sir.
Dave Ross at KIRO. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Jim, tell me about your physical ailments. It sounds terrible.
Well, I've seen Dr. Wagner over the years, since about 2005. And anyway, when he started talking to me about a stem cell, and they did an MRI on my hip area. I tore the hamstring, mm-hmm. and I medial gluteus, I think it's gluteus medial tendon, and I tore the labrum on the left side of the hip there.
What were you doing? Was this just walking normally, or were you playing football, or what?
No, I try to work around the house, and I'm getting older, and things all of a sudden said, you know, I don't like the way you're doing things.
So
it arrested me that way. But anyway, he gave me that stem cell in the hip, and I was in terrible pain. And I think this was about maybe a month and a half, 2 months after he had started.
Mm-hmm.
And my golly, I don't believe this yet. It was like a miracle. The next day, I had no pain. And I haven't had any pain since.
The next day?
The next day. And that's the thing that still is unfathomable and unexplainable. But that's what happened.
Because he doesn't even make claims it's gonna get better the next day. Usually it's like five weeks, right?
That's normal. And the other ones that I've had, that was normal.
So he treated both your shoulder and your knee with the stem cells as well?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, at different times. Uh-huh.
Wow.
And I had a real lot of pain in the, down about 2 or 3 inches from the shoulder tip, if you will. And that's all cleared up. It's fine. And once in a while I get a little bit of an ache, but that's, I think it's growing pains or old age pains in mm-hmm. the top of the shoulder, but it's unrelated. And then I had surgery on my knee, and things haven't gone really well with that,
mm-hmm.
but he put a stem cell in there, and he has reduced the pain tremendously. And this was after the surgery, and this was about, I'd say about 8 months after the surgery. And my knee is so much better.
So on the knee, that interests me, because so you had actual knee surgery first before trying the stem cells?
Yeah, I had kind of a Jimmy Graham. Is that his name from the Seahawks?
Yes, number 88, and,
Number 88, yeah. I don't know how he did what he did, because I still have remnants, but I think that's arthritis. But anyway, I had that type of a thing, and I don't know how he did it, but God love him. He must be quite a human being to do something, put himself through that terrible pain and get something done. Now he's on a touchdown tear.
I know. Well, apparently, the way you're talking to me, pretty soon you're going to be in a touchdown tear too.
You're so kind.
So you had the knee surgery, but then you're saying that part did not go well, and then you had the stem cells for the
then
knee?
I had the stem cell, and the outside right of my knee was, and the top of my knee was hurting real bad. And that really stopped a lot of problems.
So it sounds like you're pretty much sold on the stem cell procedure. I'm just curious, going into it, what did you think? Because the term stem cells has been thrown around a lot here. What were your expectations when you went in?
I tell you, he says, just think of a stem cell trying to find a place to help, but you only have one of them. He says, now we're going to hit and have it 100,000s or more
mm-hmm.
of stem cells finding that area. And he says, they'll find the area. And what do they have?
Well, that's the remarkable thing about this. It seems like magic, but from what I'm told, it's strictly science. And you're here to say that it worked like gangbusters for you.
If I ever have to go through something like this again, I'll do another stem cell, because I know it works.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
How long did the procedure take for you?
For the hip, that was probably the longest, and I would say that was a little over an hour and 15, 20 minutes, something like that. For the knee, seemed like it was about 45 minutes, maybe to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And my shoulder, that took a little while too, but I can't estimate the time. I would say around an hour.
And that's the whole procedure then from start to finish in the office?
Yeah, right. And stem cells make sense because it's your own DNA coming back into your body, and your DNA is going to fight like hell because now it has some extra cells there to work with. Return of cartilage in my hip, return of cartilage in my shoulder, and return of some cartilage in the parts that we got in the knee, it's worth it all.
So what are you able to, how's your life changed since going through this procedure?
I'm becoming quite ambulatory again. I all of a sudden started cleaning up my parking strip. I haven't done it for over a year because of the accident and with the knee. And I felt good. I felt good that I did something. I felt good after I did something. And this I did on Saturday, and I still feel good today.
And your interaction with Dr. Wagner, I mean, again, this is kind of an exotic thing. He explained it all to you?
He did. And he says it was worth a try. And some of the stories he tells of people, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's had so many successes. And, you know, his percentage is high. You know, it's not perfect. I don't think any of us will ever have perfect, but it's high. And I think a lot of people would welcome going back and to another part of their injured body and having a stem cell if it's appropriate.
Now, you've had it done three times.
Three times.
You wouldn't have had it done if it wasn't getting results for you. Were you prepared? The first time you did it, were you prepared for the possibility that it might not work?
You know, I wasn't. Maybe it's the tremendous faith I have in him. And he wouldn't do a stem cell on anybody that I know of unless the MRIs showed that what they do could alleviate some pain, or a lot of pain, or all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very giving person, and he is a very moral person in terms of that. And he has a wonderful staff. You come in, and it's just like you're coming to a friend, like I'm talking to you right now as a friend. He's spectacular, I think. And I'm not trying to make him, you know, a deity or anything like that, but he's learned how to be a human and help people. And he has a great smile.
So give me the Jim Higgins before compared to the Jim Higgins after.
I'm better, much better.
And that's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
And all right,
Jim.
If I
have to get a pain somewhere, I'll do it again if it is operable to do that.
Yeah.
I feel pretty darn good. Honest to God, you know, I'm singing in the church choir again, and I can move, and my limp is just about totally gone now. I can go up and down stairs again. You know, it's great to be alive. That's all I can say.
All right, Jim, very good. Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.